CliffCentral.com.
Hello and good morning. I hope you're good. I hope you're ready for the weekend. It's here, whether you like it or not. Ha! Smack you right between the titties.
Felt that.
What did that feel like?
Smack it between the titties? Oh, God, you know, I watched a clip. Yeah. Someone sent me a clip the other day from Eddie Murphy's a genius, and I will always be a massive, massive fan of Eddie Murphy's. Eddie Murphy could go on TV tomorrow and say, I hate Gareth Cliff and he's a douchebag, and I'd still love Eddie Murphy. he's just a genius. I watched, like, a scene. Someone sent me a YouTube scene from The Clumps, where he's got the whole Clump family sitting around the table.
Hercules.
Yes. And my favorite character is, like, when Eddie Murphy plays a woman, it is hilarious. Especially an old woman. He goes, I'll take the knife by the crack of your ass. Oh, Cletus, there's no need to talk like that. He's so genius. He's
brilliant.
So goddamned funny. He gets stereotypes. He's just... takes no prisoners. I'm excited that he's going to do some work again.
Yeah, he's been out of it for a while, and I saw him on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And he just seemed quite serious.
He is. No, he's become very serious. I think this happens
to people. Yeah, it's an age thing as well.
Yeah, people get old, they get serious. Don't become one of those people. Stop yourself before you become one of those serious people. I sometimes look in the mirror and go, oh, sweet Jesus, I'm a very serious person. No one cares.
You're not serious, girl. Maybe you're serious by yourself.
Well,
in your own little house. Over here, you're not serious.
No, I'm not serious. Yesterday, I see
Google. I'm the boss. Google, my little house.
We've got such a... such a, like, lax sort of setup
working
here.
Culture vibe.
So Gugu's sitting on the sofa here, busy doing, like, editing stuff. So I said, what are you doing? So he goes, oh, you know, doing some work. So I'm like, bullshit, you're not doing work, show me. So he shows me, like, the screen where he's editing. I'm like, well, that doesn't look like work. You're probably making
a... I'm making beats and shit.
I said, you're making
Dr.
beats.
Dre.
Yeah, I was like, you're making beats because you're gonna be a musician and you're selling this. You're doing this on my time while I'm paying you. He's like, no, I'm doing this. So anyway, I get in this morning. I'm like, how's your song sounding?
No. Did he like that?
No.
I'm fluffing around over here.
To
be
I do.
Born, to be chicken, to clever, to be chicken, to
be Yeah, good.
Are the beats I make.
We mustn't be ever become too serious. I know that there are shows where I listen back and I'm like, whoa, that was a serious show, you know? Don't want that.
Well, it's got to happen sometimes.
Yeah, but I just don't want to be the serious person. Other people can do that. Other people are much more serious than me. I mean, I think life is hilarious. That's why people Eddie Murphy mustn't become serious. We need him to be funny. He's just got a deep understanding of humor.
Wait, how old is he now? Let's see. I think he's early 50s or mid-50s.
What, didn't he knock up Mel B?
I'm fascinated
by
Eddie Murphy, the father. He's a father of 10 children.
Yeah.
10 children?
Mm-hmm.
58. Yeah. He's a good 58. He's a very good 58.
Don't forget, says Greg, don't forget Eddie was in Norbit.
Yeah, and that was the time he decided he's going to step away from the limelight a bit. And I'm glad he did, because that was a silly movie.
That's it. Yes, baby, it is the weekend, bitches.
Yo, God bless.
What a bitch.
Someone else also messaged us and was really happy too, but it was like 4 a.m. And I get some of these notifications on my phone.
Oh, you get them on your phone?
Oh.
I thought it was just the one here in studio.
No, well, he messaged us on... our Facebook page. It was at 4:13, just to say it's a weekend, baby. And I thought,
but not for me yet. It's still Thursday. I'm sleeping.
Such a good mood.
You woke up on the right side of the
bed. I wish I could wake up with a happy disposition every day, and most days I do. But this morning I'm just really happy. I'm having a good time. Hey, do you want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game. Ooh, what's the game called?
All right, the game is. It's about farts.
Okay. You love it, Leanne?
Leanne loves these games.
Love a fart game? Do I get to fart? Right.
No.
I don't get to do that.
So what we're going to do...
Get your ass out of my face, Leanne.
What we're going to do is you're going to have to identify whether something is a fart or a queef. Or something else.
Oh.
All right. So this is...
Okay, well, firstly...
Very challenging. So
yeah, you've never heard a queef, right?
Oh, no. I'm fascinated by queefs.
Okay, go on. Tell us about queefs, Leanne. What do you know? Because I could define it.
It's air that gathers up the... I mean, you've got to know. You've got a whole uterus in there, a whole womb. There's bound to be...
But it is a dead-end tunnel. Like, there isn't another side that it all empties out into.
No, but there's an open side. So sometimes air gets in and then it's got to come out.
Right.
What goes up must come down. Yeah. So if you're doing a weird position, either sexually or yogally...
Does it happen in yoga?
Yeah, women queef all the time in yoga.
You could be doing the downward facing dog and then...
It doesn't sound like that. It's more
what
like...
What does it sound like?
Well, we'll probably get to here.
Yes, no, you'll
it's
get
more
to
like a nappy fart, like a...
So what do you say when that happens in public? Sorry, I didn't fart.
It's never happened it's to me in public. Ass. It's always been in the bedroom. No. And it's been hilarious.
You've seen, there's no air being pushed up there when she's just doing her normal thing, sitting at a desk or...
But she says in yoga.
No.
It happens.
Because women take up very extraordinary positions in yoga. So do the men who do yoga. It's just that you get into weird positions. But there's no reason that you'd have a rush of air up there.
Wow.
Just because.
Just because wind.
Unless you were being... pumped.
Wow.
All right, you ready to play? Okay. All right, everybody. Let's play a little game this morning. I know everybody's very excited. So let's get going. Let's start your morning off with something really, really fun and play it in the style of a Japanese game show.
Yori kirei ni narabete ita no wa...
Hai! All right, here it is. Hai. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. For a little game called Farta Queef. With me, your host, Gareth Cliff, along with our beautiful scoreboard lady, Leanne Moll.
Hello.
Yes. And making sure that all the contestants are ready to go, here is our co-host, Machituki Sayonara.
Three contestants play. One contestant goes home.
Go, everybody. Are you ready? The first fart or queef. Let's try this right from the top. You'll have to listen carefully, so I'm going to kill the music. And here, for your listening pleasure, is the first of our little quizzes for this morning. And this one is either a fart or a queef. You decide.
I'll keep score.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think that was?
Okay, are we keeping score?
Goodness.
I think it's neither.
Oh, what did you think
what
it was?
What do you think it is?
Ooh, controversial decision. See us, Sanguini.
It could. You see, this is when I think I could be a Foley artist as well. It sounds like a water dripping onto a ceramic bathtub.
Oh, yeah. Like when it's
just
it's
when
hollow. In,
yeah,
in, yes.
Yeah.
No, you are completely off the reserve.
If that is a fart, that person needs to go straight to their doctor.
What
and
you,
also
what
check
do you think
their
it
underwear.
Is, Leanne?
I say it's a queef.
Oh, my. That That's would be some...
If you'd like a further explanation, I can give one, but I'm going with queef. Yeah.
All right. Well, the answer is that it is a...
Diarrhea.
No.
Okay.
It is a fart.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Zero to everyone.
That was a fart. Zero to everyone. That was, in fact, an actual fart. Do you want to hear it again and compare notes?
Oh, my goodness.
Sure.
Oh, that is gross.
That's some power.
Why do I taste it in the back of my mouth? Oh. It's just like, ugh.
All right, the next one. Here's another one for you. This. You listen to it and you decide, all right? What do you think that is?
That was an animal in the wild.
Wow. Was that your final answer?
Yes.
Sia, what's yours?
That sounds like some sort of machinery starting up, like a chainsaw.
In fact, Leanne is exactly right. It is an animal in the wild. It is an elephant fart.
Oh!
We allow elephants farted.
Wow, that's quite
elephants
powerful.
Have great farts. Horses do too.
Really?
As soon as a horse lies down, whoa, it's tickets. And then they roll over to the other side and it carries on going.
Yes. All right, let's just remember that this is all very natural, so nobody needs to be embarrassed. All right, is this a fart or a queef?
That's a fart.
It's a fart.
That's a human fart.
Yeah, okay, fart. We unanimously all believe it's a fart. That is correct. It is, in fact, a fart. All right. Next one. Fart or queef?
See, so, yeah, are you okay?
One more time.
You want to hear it again? Oh, sorry, that's the fart still going from the previous one. Here it is.
That sounded like a cork opening. I would go with queek. Queef.
A
queeky queef.
It's
just one more time, sorry.
That fart was there.
It's weird.
Go on.
I'll go with queef as well.
It in fact is a queef. Yeah. Yes, correct. Very good work. All right, very, very nice. That is a queef.
That's a very unusually sounding queef. Unusual sounding.
All right.
Yeah. I'll have you know.
Another one. Is this fart or a queef? Are you ready?
That's a motorbike.
Wow. It does sound like a motorbike, but no, it is not
fart.
A motorbike.
It's a fart.
Yeah.
That is a fart, correct. A unanimous decision. Our judges know exactly what they're looking for. It's kind of a slow release there. That asshole is just it's clapping a little. All right, let's try this one. This is neither a fart nor a queef, but just for your for fun, this would be a little bit of fun. If that emerged from either the place of farts or the place of queefs, you'd have a major problem on your hands. Because that is a burp.
Yes.
All right, here is our next one. Fart or queef?
I say queef.
What do you say, Sia?
Wait, do it again.
Wow.
Fart.
Queef.
Fart.
It is a queef.
Wow.
Yes, that is a queef. So if your children...
Yeah, you know what they sound like.
If your children are asking this morning what a queef is, then play this for them. All right, are you ready? Wow. A lot of air in there. Okay, only three left. So let's see if you can get a...
Okay, this could be true. Like, I've heard of people who can queef out the sound of the ABCs.
Wow, now that would be
very
some
talented.
Story.
So if you can do that sort of, emit that type of sound,
yes.
Then I guess you could...
Yes. Yes. All right, another one. Fart or queef. Sure.
That sounds I'd like, say queef.
Sounds like someone sounds blowing like, their nose. Like, yeah.
Queef for me.
It is indeed a fart.
Oh.
So sorry, Leanne. That was a fart. So 1 point off for you. All right. Then
that
this one.
Sounds like a very wide orifice.
Yes, very
from.
Wide orifice. Mm. Yes. All right.
I think that's a queef and I got visuals.
Yeah.
Wow, you got some visuals.
I go with a queef as well.
Okay, let's listen again, just in case you want to change it.
Why does it sound wet?
Well,
yeah, well, it's wet.
Because your vagina is wetter than your bum, in general.
Generally, yeah.
Okay, and finally.
What was that?
It was a queef.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And finally.
Wow. Oh, goodness me, that was a very big, wet, baffy fart.
That's a fart.
That was indeed
diarrhea.
A very
fart.
Very
resulted
fart.
Directly that, in a cow pat.
That did turn into diarrhea. So there we are. Congratulations. Let's all give ourselves a round of applause for playing a beautiful game this morning. Well done to everybody. Mm-hmm. Superb way to end this morning's game. And let's say goodbye to all our other contestants who didn't get to make it into the final round.
There you go. Vito Quaff.
Very good. Vito Quaff. That's right.
I want to call my grandmother and tell her what I did at work today.
Thank you for this. Isn't this a nice message that we're getting this morning from Kelly? She says, I'm currently in labor in hospital, and the midwife just walked in. She was slightly shocked, to say the least. There we go. That's what you need if you're about to give birth, is to be listening to us with our Fartaqueef game.
I'm sure there are lots of sounds that from both ends that come out during birth.
Sean. Oh, Kelly, congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And then Sean says, Gareth, you're wrong. Men who do yoga also queef.
From where? Their bums.
Yeah.
No, it's because they... girly men, according to Sean.
Oh, come on, Sean.
Dr. Robin, who of course deals with a lot of queefs. She's
is that her claim to fame?
She says, are you beckoning me again, Dr. Robin? Yeah, we do have to have a solid discussion one of these days about queefs. But that's enough for this morning.
Sure.
Queefage.
What a way to start your day. All right, do you want to hear what's coming up today? Well, we've got the five things you need to know. We've got Dave Levinson. Now, he's on Skype.
Yes.
Skype. Oh, man, is he so busy? He's booked up so heavily with comedy gigs.
He is wanting to tell us about what he's done over the past couple of weeks.
Oh, why doesn't he come in and tell us?
Because he's in the middle of the Western Cape, about to be in Cape Town. He was driving all around the country this week.
Okay. We'll see how that goes on Skype. And then Brian Mulondo is going to join us. He's a Ugandan media personality. You know, we don't know much about what people are watching and what people are doing in other countries on this continent. We seem to know a huge amount about America, but we don't know who's popular in Uganda. So we're going to meet a dude this morning who is popular in Uganda. His name is Brian Mulondo, and he's going to spend some time with us after 7:30 today.
Oh, and then we have a new interview coming up as well.
Yes, Rolf Meyer.
This is a good one.
Ooh. Well, you know who Rolf Meyer is, right? Do I have to remind you?
Remind us.
Okay. Rolf Meyer was the chief negotiator for the old apartheid government. He and Cyril are the ones who had the difficult task of cobbling together a constitution based on the two teams from the old regime and the ANC that sat together at CODESA and hammered out a new constitution for South Africa. He was also, for a while, under F.W. de Klerk, he was Minister of Police for a little bit, and then Minister of Constitutional Development. And he has he was the youngest cabinet minister in the old government, and I think he's the only one who's still alive besides F.W. de Klerk. Most of the other guys are dead. And Rolf Meyer has some interesting stories about that time, about the transition, about how he and Cyril would sit and talk about the Constitution and figure things out, how he and Cyril talk to each other still today, and a bunch of interesting things that might help you understand our history a little better. So I think I spoke to him for like an hour and a half.
1 hour, 15 minutes in total.
Yeah. So that was fun.
What a very together and solid guy.
Yeah,
I don't want to sound like a butt, but he's a solid oak, eh?
Yeah,
he's a solid oak.
He is... he's just very together. He's not
no pomp and ceremony.
No, he walked in here. He sat down. We talked. He was very grateful that we'd been so accommodating because it was all about his schedule. And he's a busy guy. He's not like sitting at home with nothing to do. So I appreciate him making the time. And you know, for someone like me who's a big fan of history, this is just documenting an important part of South Africa's history. We've spoken to lots of people on the ANC side who were either on Robben Island or who were part of that transitional government of national unity, and we've documented that largely, but very few people have gone back and asked the guys on the other side what it was like and looked at it from their point of view too. So there might be some interesting things you pick up out of that conversation, and you'll want to hear that after 8:00 this morning. Well, it's time for the five things you need to know this morning. You want to get into that?
Let's get into that.
Go ahead, Gareth.
What was that?
I don't know.
Is that your girl voice?
This is Googleina.
What?
Google is already a unisex name.
Google. Yeah, it is actually. True.
By the way, putting it out there to Kelly, who's in labor. Also, Kelly C is a unisex name.
Yeah, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly's thinking about names.
Okay, C is also very universal. Drop the Y, becomes the singer.
Okay, where shall we begin with the news this morning? Well, apparently, this is quite exciting. Mm-hmm. 70s, sorry.
We can start again.
One more time. Oh. Take it from the top.
Take it from the top.
Let's be professional. Breaking news.
Sorry. Okay. There's the story that we broke yesterday. Well, we didn't break it, but it came from News 24 about this dude.
Yeah.
You've heard this story.
True crime.
Yes, some creepy dude. And it all came out through a podcast.
Well, I think it was a very well-crafted concept. And it rolled out in a very well-crafted manner.
Yes. So let me give you the gist of it, because this is quite interesting. It's a podcast series called My Only Story, which News 24 put out. And it's basically about the sexual predator. Mm-hmm. It's put together by Dion Wiggett. Mm-hmm. And it's exclusively supplied to News 24, guy who was sexually abused more than 20 years ago. And it's basically about a teacher at Gray College who they dubbed Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And his memories of abuse were jolted by his father's death in November 2017, so he decided to tell his story. And in the last podcast, he revealed who this man was.
Yep, yesterday morning was the big reveal.
Willem Breitenbach is his name. Now, I didn't know who the hell this was, because I didn't go to Gray College. Willem, yeah. Mm. It's always an Got to be careful of those Ooms.
Yeah.
Willem Breitenbach. It's a harrowing story, and I'm excited about this, obviously, because it shows you the power of podcasting.
Yes.
And, you know, the fact that this has become such a big story.
Well, I mean, the podcast itself has changed the course of events.
I can't take you guys anywhere.
Only we would make horse noise
Go
during
on,
a
Leanne.
New story. The podcast itself has changed the course of events, because it started playing a few weeks back, and his real name was never mentioned. Mm. However, he got wind of this, clearly. He got queef of this.
Yes.
And he started very slowly packing up his life, because he realized it was him.
Mm. Oh, God.
So he started closing down all of his social media accounts.
Oh, wow.
He started left his work.
Ooh.
He started packing up his home. He's relocated. No one knows where he is. And he did this all because this podcast was out. Even though it wasn't his own name, he knew it was him.
See, yes, this whole "you're innocent until proven guilty" thing is one thing, but
he's
given
proven himself guilty.
Worm Willem's behavior.
Yeah.
Mm.
So now it's a case of finding
him. Are we
ready to
call him Worm Willem?
I think it now just rolls off the tongue better.
All right, then Bongani Bongo was arrested. Now, you remember who he is?
Nope.
He was former state security minister. Not a very bright human being, this. When he was minister, we were all joking about him. He was like a bit of a laughing stock, because among a really bad crop of ministers, he was one of the worst ones. Anyway, the battle against state capture has begun, according to governance specialist and lawyer Judith February. Her comments come following the arrest of former state security minister Bongani Bongo on charges of corruption on Thursday.
Was he not released on 5,000 rand bail already?
I don't know. What I know is that the units arrested 10 other people in connection with the Amatola municipality toilet corruption case. And this is the first of what we hope will be many high-profile arrests over the next few months.
I think it's happening.
So let's just celebrate for a second, even if it's short-lived, because so far we have seen nobody going to jail. It's something that we keep bringing up in the Burning Platform on Thursdays with Nando's. But, you know, we see all these people stealing from the poor, we see people stealing from taxpayers, and we don't see anything happen to them. They just carry on living their lives. And here, Bongani Bongo has been arrested. So let's see what happens there.
Mm.
And the Hawks apparently arrested the top Cogta CEO and 10 people in the Amatola municipality around the same thing. And he was granted 5,000 rand bail in a corruption case that will proceed shortly. But Judith February says it's not insignificant that he's been arrested and charged. So there's an interesting story coming out of the news today. Apparently, this is now an update, and it comes from Colour this morning. Worm Willem was found at his mom's house in Mossel Bay yesterday.
Oh,
so he goes to his mom.
Nice.
She How old is his mom be?
Dude.
Any breaking news that you guys picked up on yesterday that Yan Yan alluded to during the burning platform? I watched news sites all day and never noticed anything super significant. Well, Jacob Zuma's back in court, and that could be what he was maybe referring to, because that's going ahead. According to ENCA, former President Jacob Zuma is back in court in the KwaZulu-Natal High Court. Last month, the court dismissed Zuma's application for a permanent stay of execution. He's facing fraud and corruption charges from the multi-billion rand arms deal with French company Thales. The company has approached the Constitutional Court to challenge the ruling on the basis that it will not receive a fair trial. If these applications fail, Zuma and Thales face the prospect of going on trial in 2020.
Dun, dun, dun.
And while we're talking about these things, the former Durko minister has testified about the appointment of a guy called Kolwane. You know this has to do with a Gupta family landing at the Watercliff Air Force Base. Former International Relations Minister, another useless one, Maite Nkwanamashabane, is testifying at the state capture inquiry about the man blamed for the landing of the Gupta plane at Watercliff, Bruce Kolwane, who was later appointed an ambassador. The infamous landing put the spotlight on President Jacob Zuma's relationship with the Guptas and the abuse of state resources to benefit his friends. Listen to this story. This is quite something.
Maite Nkwanamashabane says she had no clue about the Gupta family landing at the Waterkloof Air Force Base. The former international relations minister is, of course, testifying at the state capture inquiry about how the man blamed for that landing, Bruce Kolwane, was later appointed an ambassador. That infamous landing in 2013 put the spotlight on President and former President, I should say, Jacob Zuma's relationship with the Guptas and the abuse of state resources to benefit his friends. Aaron Bates, as usual, following the state capture.
All right, that's all you need to know right there. And then listen to this. Botswana, which is our neighboring country just to the north, they seem to know how to handle an airline that isn't making money.
Oh, yeah?
They are laying off half their staff. This is what you've got to do. You know, SAA are warning this morning that they may not be able at the end of this month, which is next week, to pay anyone because they just don't have any money.
And yet they are taking to the skies again shortly.
Anyway,
are they doing that with grumpy people?
You know, Botswana's national airline has unveiled plans to cut more than half of its staff as part of restructuring that would transfer ground handling operations to a new company. The Southern African country's carrier owns three aircraft serving domestic and regional routes, so they're going to lay off like 10 people. But, you know, they've got three aircraft, so that's a lot for them.
You know, I was speaking about it around the dinner table last night.
Oh, look at you.
And there are thousands of international airlines which once belonged to the country. They were the national carriers.
Of this country?
No, of their country.
Oh, okay.
That had to be sold to someone else because it's very, very tough to run an airline.
Absolutely.
Iberia from Spain was sold to England. A whole lot of them. Yeah. I mean, my brother had a whole list in his head.
People have also realized that, like, the worst way to run anything is to let government do it, because then, invariably, if it doesn't work, government still foot the bill. So unsustainable businesses keep surviving and keep sapping money out of the economy. If you give it to private enterprise, they have to make it profitable. Otherwise, they just don't last. So this is the way to do it. And the fact that we're even debating this now is ridiculous. We discussed it at length yesterday in the Burning Platform, which you may want to listen to. And speaking of the Burning Platform, this has just come through from Sandile. It says, Canton is such a badass. He made Yan Yan disappear yesterday on the burning platform. We had a guy called Yan Yan Hubert, who's a well-known journalist, and he was on the line, and then suddenly Canton said something outrageous. And then he said that John Steenhuisen from the DA lacks intellectual capacity, and Yan Yan was so shocked that his Skype line broke. So go and listen to that. Yeah, you might want to hear that show. All right. People want to know. People have got to know.
Oh, people got to know what?
Thoughts on Elon Musk's all-electric pickup truck.
Pickup truck?
Well, I haven't heard of that.
Americans call a Bucky a pickup truck.
Right? Yeah, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay, so he's got this new pickup truck, electric only. Do you think that South Africa, which is a great market for a pickup truck, in fact, we may be second, third in the world in terms of our love of Buckys. We really love a Bucky. And it's not just the Dutchman. It's also the blacks.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's on board.
Between the blacks and the Dutchies, we love ourselves a bucky.
Yeah.
Don't we, Gugu?
We do.
What's the most popular bucky in South Africa? Would you say
Hilux?
Hilux. Toyota Hilux.
Highest selling bucky. I think.
What can you like to think the reason are for the bucky to be so very popular?
I think Oom
Willem. No. I'm trying to make you look good here.
Oom Willem.
Show off a little. No, Oom Willem is not a good reason for that bucky to be doing well.
I don't want that.
Why do people in this country like a bucky so much? Because we carry a lot of shit around?
No, it's become a lifestyle vehicle, Gareth.
What does that mean?
It's not a workhorse anymore.
Ah.
So people buy buckies to go away on weekends, to put their surfboards in the back, whatever, bicycles in the back. It's more of a lifestyle vehicle now more than it is a workhorse, which is why more and more people are getting into it.
I think there are some people who love buckies and there's some people who just aren't bucky people. Like, I would probably rather have a wheelbarrow with a lawnmower engine than a bucky.
Yeah, same. I wouldn't have much use for that whole back area.
Yeah, it's just not much use. Yeah. It's like having a room in your house that you never go into.
Yeah.
You know?
It would give me just the thought of trying to park a
bucky. Have you guys driven a bucky?
I have.
And?
I think my dad has almost always had a bucky. Yeah. And he's used it for work. And he's always got like shit on the back there, whether it's plants or construction toolbox materials or whatever. I mean, there's always stuff on there. And I think he uses it for that purpose all the time. So I've driven it sometimes. It's a very uncomfortable. I don't even know what kind of a bucky he's driving. But you drive that thing around, it feels like your kidneys are going to come out of your asshole.
What?
Not a very comfortable drive.
What? You bounce
around a lot. Yeah, you can have very loose anus by the end of that ride. Ford Ranger is a status of kiffness in my area. The Buda Oaks also love themselves a Ford Ranger. Mm. Yes, Ford Ranger. Another good one. And Gugu, here we are. Question from Sven. What do you think of the Ford Ranger as compared to the Hilux?
Ford Ranger, Hilux. Oh, dude. It's a tricky one because I'm thinking in terms of theft as well. And
Which one do you think
disappears more.
Really?
But the Ranger also gets stolen, but the Hilux is proper high on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the biggest bucky you could buy in South Africa? And the when biggest, does a bucky so become a truck?
There's two right now. You've got the Ford Raptor, Ford Ranger Raptor,
yeah,
which is huge. And there's the Isuzu Arctic Cross.
So would I be able to open the door and just step into the seat?
You'll need to climb in, literally.
Leanne, you need an Isuzu Arctic Cross.
Yes. With a ladder that can cross the Arctic.
Let me just see what this thing looks like. Oh, my God, it's enormous. That's a very big thing.
That's what she said.
Oh, high five. That is actually good.
Penis jokes. Sia's favorite part of the show.
My Google will be so shocked that I'm even trying to search anything with a car in it.
Ford Ranger.
Ford Ranger Raptor.
All right, so there we go. I hope I've answered your question about what we think of Elon Musk's new all-electric pickup. I think it'd probably be quite popular, although people who drive buckies and pickup trucks, as the Americans call them, unlikely to be that environmentally conscious. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just thinking generally the car is a means for them to get things done. They like to fill up with petrol conveniently wherever they are, diesel. I don't know that they're thinking about it.
They like rugged, Gareth.
Maybe.
Rugged, yeah. Manly.
Right, and you think electric is
think
not
electric
very manly.
Is, no. Right. It's too smooth for that.
Alrighty.
Oh yeah, yeah, well, the whole intimidating way a bucky starts up will be taken away if it's electric. Yeah, no.
Diesel.
Alright, here's an email. This is from Elaine in Cape Town. She says, I'm listening to yesterday's podcast today. So, in other words, Thursday's. You guys are talking about the people that drop the dead person off at Old Mutual. When someone dies.
Tell us, guys.
When someone dies, you phone the police. See, I didn't know about this. They need to check if foul play is suspected, and they'll contact the morgue to collect the body.
Yes.
That's how it works. Everyone needs the death certificate to do anything legally. Claim funeral policies, close accounts, etc. The funeral director will normally arrange a death certificate as part of their service fee. Trust me, when someone close to you dies, you really don't have the energy to stand in the queue at the Department of Home Affairs. Rather pay the funeral director.
Yeah.
They also know what is needed and what you will need further along. Funeral director that assisted us after my mom died earlier in the year was worth every penny. He was respectful and helpful. Insurance companies will pay out as soon as they have the death certificate. Those people are just after the money. You don't keep a dead person at your house. They probably didn't phone the police. If they did, the body would be in the morgue. Peace and love, Elaine.
Mm. No, she's completely right. That's how it works.
All right. There's something useful.
And then, Gareth, yesterday you weren't sure about something when we were discussing the Old Mutual saga. We do know that there are government morgues. We don't know if there were private morgues as well. Well, there are.
Yes.
Private morgues as well.
Yes.
And this is how I know, because the Hawks have just arrested two people who are alleged to have used unclaimed corpses in government morgues to defraud insurance companies.
Ah, you see. Boy.
So, like, this
imagine
is twisted.
Imagine going picking up a
just a random body.
A random. Hey.
I'll take him. Mm-hmm.
You guys got any bodies lying around?
Well, there's this one. It's been here for 6 years.
Oh,
there
6 years. Must be fresh as hell. I'll take that one and three others, please.
Yeah. Two people have been arrested, and this is what the Hawks have stated. They say, it is alleged that the suspects were producing fraudulent documents using identities of people who are still alive to claim dead bodies from government morgues. They would then transfer the corpses to private morgues, and then subsequently they would submit fictitious claims with different insurance companies.
Sure.
So these two were arrested actually this Monday, and they later appeared in, this is one of my favorite towns in South Africa, Phutha Ditshaba.
Love Phutha Ditshaba.
Phutha Phutha. Just sounds fabulous.
Okay, Nats in Cape Town says, hey guys, in many suburbs in Cape Town, the white Toyota Fortune is like a big rash. It's the number one mommy car in the northern suburbs.
The big rash.
Yes, people like that. The white Toyota Fortuner. Hmm. Isn't that good? That's a mommy car.
It's a mark of success, yes.
Hmm. All right, well, if you, what car do you think you would be driving if you had endless money, Sia? What would it be? If you even drove, you'd probably have a chauffeur.
No, I would not want to drive.
You'd be in the back seat of what?
With
someone driving you. A Rolls Royce?
Yeah, very like old school. A Rolls Royce,
or a
Bentley. Which is the one with them... Yeah, Google can help me. Which is the one with the umbrella in the door?
Rolls Royce?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just always thought that is so fabulous.
Happens? You open the door and umbrella.
No, firstly, the doors open.
Suicide hinges, so they open the other way.
Yeah.
That's
the
one.
Normal way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is actually easier to get out.
Yeah.
And then it has a compartment on the in the side of the door.
So there's a built-in umbrella hole in the door.
Oh, I thought maybe an umbrella popped up over the doors.
This is very sophisticated. It's in a little groove in the door, and you kind of press
push
it
a button and
the
umbrella pops out.
But very gently and without any noise.
That's for the doorman to make sure I'm not
wearing a Rolls-Royce insignia on it. And, you know, it's a hell of a thing.
That's for the help.
Oh.
God, you're a superior human being. You really think... You think you're so much better than all the other people on Earth.
No, I don't think I'm so much better, but I think...
He has the opposite of an inferiority complex.
You know, living in 2019, you must make the most of it.
Someone says, sad news about Prince Andrew's car crash next month.
Oh, boy.
You know, the tabloids, the British tabloids, are not letting Prince Andrew play this down at all. I skimmed over it yesterday, but the BBC had done this full investigation into who's funding Prince Andrew, where all of his other money's coming from.
Oh, my God.
That's like, what if it is this whole network of slimy people?
It is.
Know each other and hang out.
Slimy people. That's actually what it's called. NSP, the Network of Slimy People.
NSP.
How do you know about the NSP?
Because it was in Epstein's phone book. Oh, did I tell you? I've got 92 pages of Epstein's.
You said you hadn't looked over it yet.
I still haven't.
Oh, Gary.
But I'm going to pass it on to you because I know you'll start.
Oh, that's...
Saucy stuff.
I'm salivating
already.
All his contacts.
Wait, sure. Do we have the numbers as well, or just the names?
I think so.
Ah, Gareth.
Why didn't he just have them in his phone? Why
he
would
did.
They? Oh, is this like transcribed?
Yes.
Oh.
Downloaded.
He didn't have a little black book.
We know that men and women are quite different, especially when it comes to sex. But if you want to learn more about intimacy in relationships from both the male and female perspective, check out the latest mini-series from the Sex Talk team. It's brought to you by Reba Pharmaceutics, R-E-B-R. Reba Pharmaceutics, you can get it all on cliffcentral.com, the Cliff Central app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, there is a Q&A episode that answers questions on, listen to this, you guys have questions on squirting, on cheating, on talking to your partner about your sexual past, and a whole lot more. And, of course, it's featuring our own Jonty Searle, who has the best reputation in understanding the world of sex and dealing with it in a very practical, very sensible way. A lot of people refer to and rely on Jonty's expertise in this, and you could too. That's all brought to you by Reba Pharmaceutics. Get it on cliffcentral.com. Reba Pharmaceutics are leaders in sexual stimulants. You can find out more about their products at rebr.co.za. That's R-E-B-R. Look it up right now. .co.za. Follow the hashtag #discoverintimacy. One word. Oh. That's hashtag #discoverintimacy on Twitter and on Instagram.
I need to listen in for the squirting, I think.
I think you should, but also go to reba.co.za.
Yeah, yeah.
R-E-B-R. Are you on there now?
I'm doing a thing or two.
Are you on there now?
Let me check it out real quick.
Good. Here's an interesting message that's come through this morning from Lee. Lee says, I once attended a home affairs wedding, and the building next door was a government morgue. So on the couple's happy day, there were screams of horror and wailing in the background. How magic. In Velkom...
How romantic.
In Velkom, the mommy car is a Ford Ranger boot.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you? That comes from Tony. I hope you don't live in Velkom, Tony. I hope nobody that lives in Velkom, but then, you know, we can't choose. Hey, guys, this is an interesting compliment or criticism from Clayton. He says, regarding the beatboxing, uh-huh. Oh, it's not a compliment at all. It's more about how we should beatbox better.
Okay.
The words.
Ooh, say that three times. That will
beatbox better. The words boots and cats work very well.
Boots and cats and boots. That's what that's Siri's go-to.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you ask Siri to beatbox.
And Deepue says, I drive a Toyota Hilux 2.8 GD extra cab that has all the power I need, and I always have parking.
I can't even remember my number plate, never mind the name of that car.
That's such a good point.
I have to always make a rhyme about my number plate so that I remember it.
Leanne? Really?
Yes. Like at the moment, it's fuck sex, bitches. I'm 50. No, fuck sex, 53 and bitches.
Oh, boy.
That's amazing. Okay.
When you have to be at, like, the bank and you're filling in some serious form.
I say it in my head.
Fuck sex, bitches.
Knowing you probably said it out loud a couple of times as well.
Is that it?
And people are just judging you for it. Anyway.
All right, let's have a look quickly because we haven't done this in ages and ages and ages. Bitcoin, this is just amazing. I'm going to give you the prices here because it's not looking good. Bitcoin is down 6%. It's now at 111,562 ZAR. That's South African rands, obviously. Ethereum is at 2,348 rand. And 55 cents at the moment. That's down 8%. Not looking good in the world of cryptocurrency. But then you know these things. They go up, they go down. And then a lot of people who love this stuff and who are all into it are going to be saying, oh, I wish I'd bought more. And people who are not into it are going to be saying, ha ha, I'm glad I didn't buy any, you dummies. But let's keep an eye on what's happening there. Because we don't always do it, but it's necessary to pay attention. You know, we have been speaking to the people from Revix, we've been speaking to the people from Luno, and we've actually got our own new series with Luno out at the moment.
Decrypto.
Decrypto Part 2, and you can go and listen to that by going to cliffcentral.com as well. Speaking of stuff we're doing on cliffcentral.com, you know that Dori, who works here, has been doing her 80s show with her friend Paolo. It's live every Friday at 11 a.m., and then it's repeated at 5 p.m., But there's no podcast because it's all music, basically. And you know, if you podcast music, you have to pay for it like you would pay for having a live performance. So it's expensive.
Yeah.
But if you listen live today at 11 a.m., ooh, you could hear some really good stuff. So every week they have a different theme. Last week they looked at the Eurotrash show. They've also done one-hit wonders and songs from the movies. Today they're featuring female artists. And here is a taste of what you can hear on the 80s show. It's live at 11 a.m. Do you want to know what song I always think of?
Which?
I'm going to play it for you now.
Oh.
What a treat.
And Dori suggested one. She suggested one that I really don't like, so I'm going to play one from the same artist that I like.
Okay.
What
okay.
did she originally say?
Poetic license.
Dori and I have a lot of conversations about 80s music. I'm a bit of an aficionado in this respect.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What did Dori suggest?
She suggested Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, which is
not for a Friday, love.
No, we want this. This is what you want if you want Pat Benatar. Listen to this. Got some news, some guests, some fun. Next.
CliffCentral.com.